This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, will begin today in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tianjin to participate in the summit. The two-day deliberations are being attended by top leaders from more than 20 countries and heads of 10 international organizations. This is the fifth time that China is hosting the SCO summit, which will be chaired by President Xi Jinping. Under China's chairmanship, the year 2025 has been declared as the SCO Year of Sustainable Development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Tianjin, China on the sidelines of SCO Summit. He will also attend the welcome banquet dinner hosted for heads of state and heads of government of SCO member countries tonight. Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said that the SCO was established with the primary goal of countering three evils of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to remain a challenge. Today, as a regional platform, there is a broader range of sectors of cooperation among the SCO members. India has been a member of SCO since 2017. It held the presidency of the Council of Heads of State of SCO during 2022-23. The SCO comprises 10 members. In addition to India, they include Belarus, China, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Russia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. There are a number of dialogue partners and observers also. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that self-reliance in defence is not merely an option but a condition for survival and progress. He said the government believes that self-reliant India can safeguard its strategic autonomy. The minister said this while speaking during a defence conclave in New Delhi yesterday.
जिस आत्मनिर्भरता और स्वदेशीकरण की बात मैं कर रहा हूं उसे प्रोटेक्शनिज्म की तरह नहीं देखा जाना चाहिए परंतु डिफेंस सेक्टर में सेल्फ रिलायंस किसी प्रोटेक्शनिज्म का मुद्दा है ही नहीं बल्कि यह सॉवरेंटी का एक मुद्दा है और यह नेशनल ऑटोनॉमी का भी मुद्दा है और यही नहीं बल्कि मैं यह मानता हूं यह भारत के आत्मविश्वास का भी मुद्दा है.
Experts have hailed India's robust growth in the April-June quarter, saying that the economy has exceeded all expectations, on India's GDP growing to 7.8% in quarter one of current fiscal. Professor Yashvir Tyagi, an economist, said that he believes the performance shown by the Indian economy has exceeded expectations. The growth of 7.8% is significantly higher than earlier estimates, which is a positive sign.
मेरा ये मानना है कि भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था की ये जो परफॉर्मेंस दिखाई दी है ये आशा से अधिक आई है और जो अनुमान लगाए जा रहे थे उससे कहीं अधिक 7.8% से हमारी अर्थव्यवस्था में वृद्धि हुई है तो ये अच्छा संकेत है और ये भी बताती है कि भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था आज भी तमाम चुनौतियों के बाद भी विश्व में सबसे तेजी से आगे बढ़ने वाली अर्थव्यवस्था है.
In Himachal Pradesh, efforts to restore normal life in the rain and landslide affected regions are continuing on a war footing. The Chamba-Bharmaur road has been restored up to Kalsui and Rajera, and devotees stranded during the Mani Mahesh Yatra are being transported to their destinations. Additionally, the Jodh road has also been opened up to the gate for vehicular movement. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for today. Similar conditions will continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka for 2 to 3 days. India achieved a historic milestone at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, securing 50 gold medals to lead the medal tally for the first time in the championship's history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.